Thank you very much.
Congrats on your role. See you in a couple of weeks.
When I say it, I'm like, no one knows what I'm talking about.
We have others that are civilians.
Yeah, it's a civilian, and I'm not sworn, but.
Yep.
Good luck to both of you.
It's nice to have you. Okay, case number 9, keeping it moving, 23-371.
We're going next time, I'm going to put you at the top of the list.
Nah.
January 30th, five of them. And Nicole.
Good afternoon. Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Lieutenant Matthew Riendo, R-I-E-N-D-E-A.
Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
I would. The decision to deny the appellant's pistol permit was based on documented concerns regarding suitability. In 2015, the appellant was transferring from Fairchild Wheeler Magnet School in Bridgeport to the Fairfield Public School System. During the transfer, staff from the Fairfield Board of Education became aware of concerning information and shared that information with the Fairfield Police Department School Safety Unit. School Safety Unit Officer Dematsis conducted interviews with a security guard and principal from the Fairfield Wheeler Magnet School and documented the following. During an interview with Lauren Richardson, a security guard for the Fairchild Wheeler Magnet School, he stated that the appellant had brought up the fact that it would be easy to do a school massacre at that school. That the appellant also referenced several other school shootings that have occurred and seemed to be well informed about those incidents. Richardson asked the appellant if he had access to any weapons at his home, and the appellant became angry and told Richardson that that was none of his business, and it was his constitutional right to have a gun if he wanted to, and didn't answer the question. Richardson also reported that every student in the school was issued a laptop and that the appellant's laptop was confiscated. Officer Dematsis then conducted an interview with the school's IT and software principal, Victor Black, and was provided the following information: that the appellant had expressed very extreme views, including being a communist, sympathy towards ISIS, and also publicly stated his dislike for U.S. actions abroad. Principal Black reported that on more than one occasion in his English language arts class that the appellant had expressed an inappropriate interest in past school shootings, including seemingly to have an unusual interest in Adam Lanza, and that the appellant had also told Principal Black that he sometimes plays paintball and enjoys shooting at others. That the appellant had made comments indicating weaknesses in the school security, how they're unarmed, and hundreds of students in line are easy pickings. Principal Black also stated that the appellant's behavior and thinking was organized and he would become angry and defiant when challenged. He reported that there were on more than one occasion concerns shared by other teachers, security staff, and administrators, and that the appellant had, and added that the students were also aware of the appellant's views. During the investigation, School Safety Unit Officer Michael Clark conducted a social media search on 3/20/2015, which revealed a photo showing several bodies on the ground. The photograph, which I attached to the packet, included the face of Martin Luther King Jr. and what appears to be dozens of dead bodies, naked and stacked on top of one another. On 3/20, Lieutenant Wyatt at the time, now Deputy Chief Wyatt, supervisor of the School Safety Unit, sent an email notifying supervisors and command staff, making them aware of concerns regarding the appellant. In that email, he reported that Fairfield Public School department heads have shared their concerns regarding the appellant's transfer to our school system. That school staff at the Fairchild Wheeler Magnet School, as well as our district, who know him, have expressed their feelings and that shows multiple indicators of sociopathic behaviors and seems to have a fixation on firearms. Deputy Chief Y reported that the Fairfield Public School District Director of Special Education contacted him and expressed her concern and fear that the appellant could pose to the school system, his own parents, and the community at large, and stated that she was basing her assessment on behavioral indicators and a lack of solid support system at home. He also stated that the district director of special education was not one to overreact or request police involvement. And then finally, police records further indicate a 2016 arrest for disorderly conduct following an incident where the appellant assaulted his mother during an argument, which was corroborated by a sister's statements to officers. During an interview during that incident, the appellant admitted that to the officer, he was arguing with his mother about enlisting in the military. When she took his phone, he snapped. And that case was dismissed in 2016.
Okay. Would you like to make a brief opening statement, sir?
Yeah, sure.
What town do you live in, sir?
Fairfield.
You still live in Fairfield?
Still live in Fairfield. Oh, yeah, so some of these accusations, I never thought I'd see the day where someone would call me a communist and ISIS sympathizer. Regardless, all this stuff happened when I was about 15 years old. Since then, I've been in the Marine Corps my entire adult life. I've already demonstrated being in the infantry, being a sergeant, that I'm already trusted around firearms. There has, ever since leaving Fairchild, never really been any sort of like questionings about my mental health or anything like that. Being in the military, being in the infantry, deploying with firearms, etc. In addition, I hold a military ID. This lets me buy weapons in my state of residence and wherever I'm stationed to. Regardless, still, there have been no incidents. I've been very charitable with this, not buying anything until this matter is sorted out. Regardless, the federal government does trust me with owning long guns, and I believe in State of Connecticut high-capacity magazines as well. Just, God forbid, I own a pistol. A lot of this stuff, I'm not sure, did we say, like, hearsay was not allowed?
The rules are lax with hearsay. We definitely cannot hear erased records, but you have the opportunity to cross-examine him about anything he says.
I'm not sure how exactly a lot of these views came about me, given I was so young, but I think stuff like calling me like an ISIS sympathizer, communist, etc. I don't think it makes any sense to call someone who's been a registered Republican and did the Marine Corps an ISIS sympathizer or a communist even one day of their lives.
All right. Lieutenant, I think your opening statement was a lot of your case. Is there anything else you wanted to state?
Nope, I have some questions for the appellant.
Okay, well, I think he gets to go first since you already presented your case. So do you have any questions for the lieutenant based on what he was stating at the beginning?
I think a lot of that stuff they said, I don't think you could ever demonstrate it if you make accusations, which I dispute. Either that or I can't remember them because I was like a 15-year-old kid. It's hard for me to remember all this stuff being so young, but I can see how they took some stuff out of context and use that as a way to slander me, which I think is, I'm gonna probably have to see him in court after this, considering like this is where it leads to, where I come home from deployment and then I get treated like a threat to society.
Good.
So no questions, really?
No.
All right. Does the board have questions for the lieutenant?
Do you have any other information in any of the databases that you looked at beyond the issues when the appellant was a youngster?
No, from my understanding, which I wanted to clear up when I asked some questions, I don't believe he ever transferred to our school. I believe he was homeschooled and then he left for the military, so he really hasn't been around. So there are no more documented concerns following 2015.
Are there questions?
It seems like the incidents all occurred, or the way you described it, it's all happened in March of 2015. These aren't spaced out.
They are not, and from...
Okay, so this all occurred when it seems like the school board was somehow made aware of some incidents, some concerning incidents at, is it Fairchild?
Yes.
At Fairchild. And that's what started the police investigation?
Yeah, so during the transfer from Fairfield Wheeler Magnet School to the Fairfield Board of Education, I believe they did some type of background check and school records, were made aware through that process of the information, and from there had conversations, ultimately leading to them being concerned, notifying our school safety unit of their concerns and following that a threat assessment.
He was transferring out of Fairchild?
Fairchild Wheeler Magnet
and
School.
And the day? Well, are you aware, is there anywhere in the report that they initiated any type of threat assessment or anything? Prior to him transferring, did they ever?
The one thing that's indicated in the report through the interviews is that they seized his school computer because of sites that were being searched.
Yep. I'm just saying, did they bring that to anybody's attention?
No, and I tried to get a hold of the principal, Victor Black, who's no longer with the school system.
Yep.
They were handling things. If they would have handled whatever concerns with the Bridgeport Police Department, not our police department.
Okay.
And, I think with anyone going through the years, they have their school records, and that all culminated all at one time because of the transfer that was supposed to take place.
Other questions? Okay. Lieutenant, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to tell us?
There's been a lot of assertions. I don't know how you could ever prove like any of this stuff unless you have, I don't know, an audio recording or something of me saying anything here. But like, this is total slander. Excuse my French, I think this is total bullshit. Everyone in the family knew that Dr. Black here hated my guts, and so I think he blew a lot of the stuff out of proportions. Like, this just happened after Sandy Hook, and so people were just looking for something. My parents would often tell me I was like a victim of a witch hunt, and you know, as to surprise to no one, the moment you remove me from these people, there's no other incident ever. I went to the Marine Corps day after my 18th birthday. Never an incident. Came back here. I'm graduating with my bachelor's in criminal justice with a minor in national security. Still, with that school, no issues. They all love me over there. That's all I have. You can never, like, back up any of these statements.
Lieutenant, do you have any questions for the appellant?
I do. Do you live in Fairfield right now?
Full time. I'm on my GI Bill here, finishing my bachelor's.
Okay. So, security guard Richardson stated that he spoke to you about any weapons in your home. You said it was none of his business and your constitutional right to have a gun. Do you recall saying that?
Yeah, I think so, which I probably should have just said no. I should have just pled the fifth, like, throughout the entire time. I don't think I was really well-versed in legal stuff. I just got really mad that I was being singled out, and so, yeah, I, like, told him to go fuck himself. Okay. Probably should have just shut up, but I'm, like, 15 at the time.
Got it. You reported that you told me it'd be easy for a school massacre to happen at the school. Do you recall saying that?
No.
The principal, Victor Black, reported that you made comments showing sympathy towards ISIS and other dislike for U.S. actions abroad. Do you recall anything along those lines?
No.
Do you recall making statements to him about weaknesses in school security, how they're unarmed, and that hundreds of students in mine are easy pickings?
No.
You don't recall that?
No.
All right. Do you recall the photo that was attached to the packet that had Martin Luther King's face and stacks of dead bodies on top of them posted on your social media account?
I don't recall posting that.
You don't recall.
Maybe I think it was like a bad joke or something, because I was like a homeschool 15-year-old for the most part, but I don't recall ever doing that.
Would that concern you?
Yeah.
If you saw a photo like that,
yeah,
posted on someone's social media account,
mm-hmm,
coupled with their other concerns that they were at that time addressing with you regarding their concerns, and then on your social media account having stacks of dead bodies on top of them, would that be concerning as an adult now?
That would.
Okay. As a military Marine Corps veteran myself, I have an understanding of how firearms are handled in the military. So that being said, with the exception of being deployed in a combat zone, isn't it true that firearms are stored in an armory prior to and following using them at the range or going into the field for training exercises?
That's true.
Isn't it true that following training on the range or training exercises that all ammunition is removed from your possession?
Yes.
And that while you are possessing your firearms, you have NCOs and staff NCOs present supervising the handling of those firearms?
Yes.
So it would be fair to say that for the 4 years or longer that you've been enlisted in the military, that you have not had unregulated, unsupervised use of firearms?
On deployments, I would say so.
On deployments what?
I would say I was like the highest rank at oftentimes, and so I would be the one supervising those weapons.
And what deployments were those?
It was a Guyana in South America, and then I had Norway deployment, Romania deployment, Georgia deployment, and then I did like 2 weeks in Ukraine.
So are you currently active duty?
I just got out like 2 weeks ago. I'm transferring to the Coast Guard after this. I'm going to MAPS again.
More questions?
Does the board have any questions for the appellant?
I do.
Doctor?
Hi. Thank you for your service to our country.
Don't mention it.
If we go back to when you were a kid, 15 years old, did you have some of this stuff on your school computer at the time?
I think occasionally I would like go look at like some forums or something like that, but no attempt to like buy firearms or nothing. I was just a kid like playing Call of Duty. I thought they were cool. I didn't think this would lead me into like nearly the mess that it's led me into. I didn't think I would get like chastised so hard for just like going off forum once in a while, but regardless, I guess the big eye was on me at that time, and it led me to here.
What about, if I'm recalling correctly, something like some information regarding Adam Lanza, who was the young man who did the shootings at Sandy Hook? Did you recall researching him or looking
no.
at any of that stuff back then?
No, I have no idea what they're on about with that.
Were you in the public school at that time, and then when all of this became embroiled, did you leave the public school, and is that how you began to have the rest of your education as a homeschooled student?
I was homeschooled for about a year. I ended up relocating, going to school in Texas to finish my senior year,
mm-hmm,
and from there, the day after my 18th birthday, I enlisted.
Mm-hmm. Was it like a private school down there?
It was.
And so What's your recollection of the kind of messing around on your school computer that you did back then when you were a 15-year-old?
That was what I just told you. I'd just like occasionally just like go browse some forms or something, and that's it. I didn't think this was like any sort of suspicion. I didn't realize at that time my like knowledge of how culture was in academia. I didn't know about all these shootings, etc. I just like, oh, well, I like this stuff, so I'm going to look into it. And yeah, I didn't think this would carry nearly the consequences that it would.
How'd your parents handle the situation in your behalf back then? What do you recall about that?
My parents thought that I was being like entirely unfairly prosecuted. I just wanted to keep to myself as a kid and just get through academia and get on with my life, which I did. They thought it was a total like unfair witch hunt that they were doing on me based just because I had an interest in firearms. And I believe there's somewhere on the report saying like my parents were unresponsive or something like that to the school reaching out to them. It was because my parents strongly disagreed with how they were treating me.
And just one other question. What are your plans for the future personally? You're finishing your baccalaureate degree now?
Bachelor's, that's correct.
Okay.
I'm working with my recruiter right now. I'm going to be commissioning as an officer in the Coast Guard.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah. Going back to a different world, but understanding, I think, a little bit of where you were going with this. I was just getting interested in firearms when President Kennedy was assassinated. I was 14 years old then. And the combination of an interest in firearms and an interest in how that happened made me look into that in quite a bit of depth. And I guess if somebody kind of looked at me, oh, the kid's interested in guns, he gets gun books out of the library, he's looking about assassinations. In that world, that wasn't as much of a concern. This is happening 2 years or 3 years after Sandy Hook, so I can see why the school would be concerned about this thing. But I was also, like you, interested in going into the military, and did. Went to Virginia Military Institute, then into the Army after that. So you put all these interests together, and I understand how people can perhaps misinterpret that into being an antisocial thing. Your personality is very assertive, and I think that may also play into this as well. And reading these statements that I know you say you don't recall, But telling the security guard in the school, you know, that, you know, it'd be awfully easy for somebody to come in here and shoot the place up, or what's the other one here, telling the school administrator that how weak security is at the school. Perhaps, and again, I'm projecting and I probably shouldn't be, perhaps that was, you know, based on your interest and based on what's going on, it's like, hey, you guys ought to pay more attention. This is a soft target. So yeah, I guess I'm projecting a bit here, but I'm trying to understand, did you ever have fantasies about school shootings, you directly involved in school shootings, antisocial behavior, that sort of thing?
No, never.
Okay.
I never ever wanted to do anything like that. There's no evidence, there's no like evidence of me trying to prepare, me overtly wanting to do this. No, my entire goal in my younger years was to be left alone and make it through the school system. And that was it.
Okay. And one other comment that you made in the report bothered me a little bit, and it was right at the very end. You know, you said, if I recall, I've been in the Marine Corps, I had lots of access to firearms, you know, we still have long guns at home. If I wanted to shoot something up, I don't need a handgun.
I don't.
At the very end of it says something like that. If I don't need this pistol permit because if I want to do something bad, I already have access to guns. And that bothered me. That sounded like a inappropriate remark. Any explanation for that?
I didn't mean to make it sound like that. I'm just saying that the trust was already there through the federal government for me to own weapons. It wasn't for me to assert that I could do this if I wanted to. I wanted to imply that the trust was there from the federal government, so I was hoping maybe the state government would see that and be like, okay, well, if at the top in any states he's already entrusted to, then you know maybe we can extend him an olive branch and say, okay, well, maybe we can just trust him.
Mm-hmm. And one last comment, if you stay, if you, is it your intent to be in the Coast Guard as a career now, or is it reserve?
Coast Guard as a career.
Excuse me?
As a career.
As a career. Okay, probably means you'll be deployed all around the world, and so if you don't get a pistol permit in Connecticut here, that's probably not going to be as hard for you to take as it would be if you were living in Connecticut the rest of your life and you wanted to have a dark year. Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
I would just note that, yeah, I believe this, that was the reference in our appellant questionnaire.
Yes.
I was just going to say, I would just read, it says, being in the military, I can buy a rifle and the ammunition anyways. So prohibiting me from owning a handgun protects no
yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's the sentence.
Yet
yeah.
denies me my rights
yeah,
anyways.
Yeah.
That's, I was just going to put it on the record. What
right. Okay, thank you.
No other questions? Do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
There, like I said, there's been a long list of accusations. When you talked about that statement earlier, I did not intend it to be that way. I have no intent of harming anyone. I just want to get on with my life, have a peaceful life, and not have my rights violated because of like some out of context or totally bad faith interpretations. In addition, like total fabrications, like me being a communist, etc. Yeah, I just want to get off my life and have the same rights that everyone else has. I think this has been like a really bad case brought against me. No, I have no mental health records. I have no criminal records or anything. I just want to exist without having this overarching thing bearing upon me.
Thank you, sir. Lieutenant, would you just make a closing statement?
I would. Yeah, I respect the appellant's military service and clean record as an adult. However, I can't overlook the serious red flags that were brought to light during this hearing. In my experience, the level of cooperation between two school systems and the police department is a very rare and highly unusual case. And I think that should serve as a clear indicator of the significant concern that the appellant's behavior at that time had caused. And as law enforcement, our duty to ensure public safety and act on red flags, regardless of when they occurred, is our responsibility, and I'd ask the board to deny the appellant's pistol permit based on suitability.
Okay, brief factual.
It's a denial by the Fairfield Police Department, denials for suitability. The basis of the denial is a threat assessment investigation conducted by the Fairfield Police Department when the appellant was transferring from a magnet school to the Fairfield Public School System. A staff at the magnet school made statements and brought information to the Fairfield Police Department regarding statements made by the appellant, internet searches, and a behavior in the school that caused the police department to be very concerned regarding the appellant's state of mind at the time. The appellant has just completed his military service with the
Marine Corps.
With the Marine Corps as a sergeant, I believe you said.
Sergeant.
Thank you. And is going to, I forgot which school.
University of New Haven?
Yep. And is going into the Coast Guard. He has no criminal record.
Thank you, Colonel. Comments by the board? No comments by the board?
I'll just, this is the concerns are extremely valid from 2015, I think. I understand, I am concerned that it's all, and there's no like statements on record from Mr. Black. He seemed to be the person that was interviewed most. There were a couple others in the school system that came forward. Yet there's no other anything else, no emergency committals, there's no calls from parents, no arrests. The 2016 is dismissed, sort of a non-issue. I find it sort of challenging myself on this case.
Other comments? Dr. Conrad.
I'm going to vote for the appellant, and I just want to say why. The concerns, I agree with my colleagues, very concerning at the time, especially 3 years after Sandy Hook and in light of numerous school shootings since. However, in the absence of any significant mental health record or criminal record or other adverse interactions with law enforcement or society at large, and given a military service reaching the rank of a sergeant in the Marine Corps, which I don't think is easy, I'm going to uphold the appellant's constitutional right to have a pistol permit.
Attorney Sinetti.
Without minimizing in any way the very valid concerns that the Fairfield Police Department and the Fairfield School System addressed, I think it was appropriate in the extreme that to investigate this and take all required precautions. In 2015, acted completely appropriately. He has gone on and the world has gone on from there. And I guess in a expression of faith in you, that you have changed and you would not do this again. I think you're credible in that respect. You sort of wear your heart on your sleeve, and I think that can be off-putting to people and they could perceive that as a threat. So I would just caution you in the future to try to moderate that a bit, especially when firearms are concerned. And with that, I am voting for the appellant.
Mr. Gray?
Tough case. I think that the school shootings have had a big impact on a lot of folks. And in your time, age, and space, you created a lot of concerns that have lasted you 9, 10 years. I am a father with children in the school. And one of the biggest responsibilities I take is being part of the board and fears is putting a firearm in someone's hands. And they do something that comes back to haunt us. So I'm going to go issue an authority at this time.
Colonel Overturf.
Issue an authority at this time.
Colonel Lewis.
For the appellant.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issue an authority.
For the reasons stated by Dr. Conrad, appellant.
So what's the final vote?
Two, four, three. Three, four. 4-3 appellant.